Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
No, that wasn't me that was screaming. I'm your host, Billy Borelli. How are ya? What's going on? Let me see how many accents I can do in a matter of 45 minutes, people. 45-minute show tonight. I literally just stepped out of the shower about getting the water out of my ears as we speak. I just stepped out of the shower about 5-6 minutes ago. I smelled like somebody's homeless person because I went to the gym. I had scheduled my show earlier and wasn't sure if I could squeeze in the gym before or after, but I decided to do it before, which I'm glad I did, because that frees up the rest of my night, because I got to do a little bit of grocery shopping. I'm just like going to go all out about my night. Oh, I got to take out the garbage and get a grocery shop. What's up, man? Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. As you know, I haven't done a show in exactly 1 month. Why is that? Well, it was the holidays. What happened? Well, I had to put my truck in the shop because it had a bad transmission. So there went a lot of holiday money right there. I needed a car, needed a truck. So I had to get it done. Why is my cat licking my leg, though? I'm not sure. Maybe he thinks it's his body because I got some hair on my... Nope, he's licking my toe, which is bald. He's a weird cat, but I love him. So I had to get the truck fixed. Then I got sick right at Christmas, right after Christmas. I spent New Year's where? In bed. Everybody was out doing their thing. Everybody was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, New Year's this and that, this and that, this and that. See, I still have a bit of a cough. And there he is, squeak. So yeah, still have a bit of a cough. But I'm better now. I was sick for quite some time, and here he is jumping on the bed. Let's say hi to baby, everybody. Yeah. No, he's just going to lick my finger. Nothing. Now he's biting. He's like nibbling my finger like he's cleaning it. You're not cleaning me. Anyway. Yeah, so got sick. Voice was bad. Had the flu. And that was pretty bad for a little bit. And I decided, I'm just going to rest it out a bit. And here I am, back in the gym. Not a New Year's resolution. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a New Year's resolution. I've been going to the gym, steadily for, I would say, I've been working out and going out. I've been going to the gym and working out for quite some time. He licked my foot. It's clean though, folks. I just stepped out of the shower. It tickles. So I had been, working out for some time. Just most recently though, I've been working out for, it'll be 2 years in August at 24 Hour. It's a great gym. When I first started going to the one in by my house, it was a smelly, stuffy gym, smelled like feet and pits and butts. That's actually what I smelled like right after the gym tonight. Yeah. Feet. No, not necessarily feet, but balls, pits, and butts. Like I have multiple. No. You want to call in? No. 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. I'm waiting for my producer to call in and let me know what's been going on with him. But what's the topic tonight? It's the new year, new me. Every new year, everybody has this, suddenly it's 2016, it's going to be a new me. Like at 11:59, December 31st, 2015, everybody was like, in one more minute, I'm going to be a different person. No, you are the same douchebag, the same person as in 2014, as in 2013 and 2012. You're the same one. I hope anybody that's listening is not one of those, oh, I'm starting to go to the gym. Because what's happening is all the people like me and a lot of the faces that I see at the gym have been going there for a while. And then there's a bunch of newbies. And they're just hogging all the machines. I got a call here. I'm going to take it. What do you have to say about that, caller? It kind of ticks me off. How about you?
Hello, Mr. Borelli.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Well, I guess it caught you in between what you were saying now. I'm actually away from my computer right now.
So it's the new year, new me. Everybody's got this new attitude. It's 2016. Me personally, I just go, okay, it's a new year. There's probably new opportunities for me, but I wouldn't say new me. I'm the same dickhead as I was 3 or 4 years ago.
New me. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe physically, I guess, for some people, if they want to take it, you know, take that path, I guess, if you will, they could be a whole new me, you know, on the outside, but on the inside, you know, different story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. right. I'm just like the same guy. I'm like, you know, I'm the same dude. No new me.
Right.
Maybe like new opportunities in personal venues or ventures and things like that. But I'm the same asshole.
I don't know. Maybe it's a generational thing. You know, who knows?
It could be.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call up. I wanted to share something with you, with your listeners out there.
Sure.
I noticed that on YouTube, there's a whole lot of people getting pulled over by police officers and videoing them in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But being very kind of hostile and indignant about it, you know.
Yeah.
Am I being detained? What did I do? Why did you pull me over?
Right.
You know.
And they never used to be
things
that
like
way.
That. I know, but are they trying to get a viral video out of this? Do they want the cops to give them a beat down? I mean,
it kind of like they're asking for it. For example, now, I mean, we all know that a lot of the news stories is a cop gunning an unarmed black male down. I mean, when you put it like that, it sounds, those simple words sound like, oh my God, but geez. What if the cop is beating the shit out, or the person's beating the shit out of the cop, and he has no choice? You know, when
right.
you're getting punched in the
exactly.
face, like Mike Tyson said it perfectly himself, you're a badass until somebody punches you in the face.
Exactly.
Even in martial arts, it all changes once you get hit right in the face.
Yes, that's right. But anyway, I don't want to take up your time. Anyway. You know, so Laura and I were coming back home from the mall, you know, a week ago. So I make a left hand turn in the left hand lane, and I noticed the light was orange. So I just barely made it, if you will, before it turned red. Sure enough, I saw the police officer at the opposite intersection. He does a U-turn and pulls me over. I'm like, hello, you know, I'm Officer so-and-so. And, you know, he goes, are you well aware of what you did? And he goes, well, I think I might have ran a left-hand turn signal. but anyway, you know something? I was polite. It was very cordial, you know, gave him my license, ran it. He just asked us where we're headed. We were going, you know, we're just trying to go home, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's no trouble whatsoever. But you know what happened after that? He lets us off with a warning. Can you believe that?
Wait. Hold your fucking horses. Hold up.
Yeah.
He let you off with a warning?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I wonder why.
Yeah. You know, I just get my mouth shut. I didn't fidget or anything. I mean, I just looked him in the eye, and then he let us go. And then after that, I shook his hand and I said, "Be safe, sir." And off I went.
That's impossible. That never happens. Always, every car stop, always something always bad happens. No. I think you're lying, because cops aren't that good of people, right?
And I shook his hand and, well, from my perspective, I don't know. I think the younger generation can learn something from us. Maybe they weren't taught common courtesy growing up. Who knows? And respect.
Maybe not. I want to know. Okay, here's the kicker. What nationality was that police officer?
He was white as a lily sheet white.
Right. Now, would you say you were lily white, or would you say you kind of have some different ethnicity?
I got kind of a beige look to me, if you will. I was wearing my cap, so maybe I looked a little suspicious, sinister. Who knows?
Was your wife with you?
Oh yeah, she was, and my daughter was with me in the back.
What nationality is your wife?
Oh, she's Hispanic.
Oh, okay. So because of that, he didn't go, "Uh-oh, you don't quite look lily white, and she looks definitely Hispanic, so let me beat your ass." He didn't mace you or tase you or pepper spray
not
you?
Not at all. Not at all.
He didn't beanbag you or whip your ass out of the street?
No, God.
Nothing?
No. Oh.
Here's the kicker. Oh. Did you get pulled over for nothing?
It was kind of an ambiguous stop. I wasn't quite sure if I ran it or not. Laura just kind of like, "Well, I don't know if we did anything really." And
the question could be, officer, I really didn't do anything. You're wasting my time. You're wasting your time. So why don't I just turn on my video camera and catch you saying or doing something shitty? The alternative was, I probably did something wrong, because they're not in the habit of, let me just randomly pull over this guy who might possibly look Hispanic. His wife most definitely looks Hispanic. So I'm going to, what kind of car were you driving?
Oh, it was a nice Ford Edge, and a pretty new one. Yeah.
Ford Edge. Folks, if you don't know what a Ford Edge, it's an SUV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks, is it that box looking kind of truck?
You're thinking of the Flex, I think.
Oh, right.
The Edge is kind of has a roundish type of look to it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Kind of like when Matthew McConaughey's vehicle, he's driving around, talking to himself.
Oh,
it's kind
of
like kind of looks like a Lincoln KX, if you will.
When he's like, "Oh shit, I just drive this car all over the place and talk to myself, or should I just go ahead and take my shirt off? I don't know what I want to do. I'm driving in Texas. I really want to smoke some weed."
but you can say that you weren't
doing anything. You can honestly say he didn't have to pull you over, but he did,
because he
saw that you did something that was questionable. So after a while, he was like, "This is a good guy." He realized he made a mistake. He was cordial with me. He was polite. Hey, man, just be careful. You watch around, and next time you may save someone's life. Have a good day.
Right. Didn't have to whip out my camera phone. I didn't have to film him or anything, So it was just a routine traffic stop, but I don't want to dwell on it too much. I think you need to get back to, more important things, I guess.
Yeah, talking shit.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and just listen to you and your cool comedy.
Get in on the chat. Let me see how many people are in the chat. Yeah, two. Yeah, get in on the chat and have a good time.
Okay. Hey. Take care, Mr. Borelli.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah.
That was actually my producer. You know, New Year's. What has the new year brought? I think I want to say the new year, to me, the new year is anything that's happened within the first 6 months, or the first, anything that's happened previously, because there's been some death. There's been Scott Weiland, who passed away right before the holidays. There was, let's see, let me go to my episode info. There was Lemmy Kilmister, I think that's how you say his name, Scott Weiland was the singer for Stone Temple Pilots. Lemmy Kilmister was the bassist and the lead singer for Motorhead. Both very influential, different types of styles, both very influential, especially Lemmy Kilmister. We have Michael Moore and Eddie Vedder. Let that sink in for a while. Michael Moore, who doesn't want to say he's white. He's whiter than white. He's ghostly white. You could see, he's so white, you could see his heartbeat in his chest. You could see his heart beating, just like he's see-through, right? He's X-ray vision. They just wave him on through the airport. Yep, you don't have anything, fatty. He's like, oh, no, I want to catch you doing something. I want to catch you molesting me or beating some minority up. That's what you want to catch, asshole. But you're not dead. You're eating Twinkies and steaks and sugar by the pound, and your heart is still beating. So is Eddie Vedder, who's the other side of that coin, douchey coin. Both of you disappeared. Can we get Lemmy and Scott back, please? Oh, and there's another two people that passed away too. Two great people. David Bowie. He was fucking weird to me, but he was still a genius. Musical genius. He just had this weird voice. He kind of talked and sang, but it was like, wow, he's kind of cool, but he's got no eyebrows. And then you had Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman, to me, is best known for what? Come on. I forgot. I know. Lethal Weapon. Ah! Die Hard, the first one. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho. Earning 30%, I will. So, I'm trying to get, anyway. Yeah, I don't fucking know. How about this?
Well, 2015 is behind us. I know it's a little late. We're about 15 days into the year, but Bill's been a little sick. So, better late than never. Well, let's get it over with. A piece of the missing Malaysia flight finally discovered. Price of gas to an all-new low. Gee, thanks, Obama. Cop haters gunned down more police officers than ever. Rest in peace, Deputy Goforth. Millennials offended by everything that walks or talks. Please grow up. Confederate flags are removed from state buildings. Jihad John is finally exterminated. State of California is inundated with floods and torrential rain. Hey, you wanted water, right? Texas signs the open carry bill into law, and so far it's not working out. Well, 2016, we elect a new president. Hopefully the Dow Jones doesn't crash on us, we can all keep our jobs. And hopefully blow ISIS to kingdom come, or wherever the hell they're going. This New Year intro is dedicated to the phenomenal David Bowie. Rest in peace, Starman. And here's to a hopeful, peaceful 2016 from Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Yeah, so I covered all those. This was supposed to have aired the other day, but yeah, you know, medical reasons. You know, I'm not like crippled or anything. So anyway, we got some time left over. Let's see what else. What has been in the news? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! So this year, we're voting for a new president. We have Hillary Clinton and that old man Bernie Sanders fighting, duking it out. Really, that's the best you got. Let me get into Hillary Clinton first. First of all, you know that's going to be good. First of all, her husband is a cheating liar. he's had multiple escapades with other women. His biggest lie was, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I didn't. But she gave me a BJ. Hey. Probably because Hillary gives a blowjob like a snake. She's just a snake. She's a liar just like him. That's where she learned it from. Benghazi, that's all I need to say. She was in charge of the security of the United States, general security of the United States, whatever her title was. It was bullshit because she didn't do her job. And it was like, oh, they're mad because of a video. Was the biggest lie ever. They just got mad because of a video. No big deal. So that's the reason why they murdered those Americans there. They trashed the embassy there. The reason why that's acceptable. Oh, it's okay. It was because of a video. They're mad. They're peacefully protesting. They're peacefully protesting by dragging bodies out of the embassy and mutilating them. They're already dead, so they're just going to drag the bodies out. But that's a peaceful protest. Yeah, okay. That's acceptable. Oh, we shouldn't even be there. That's why they did it. That's what Hillary's defenders are. She's a... trying to hold my tongue is hard. She is an evil, evil woman. If you vote for her, stop listening to my show right now. Throw your computer away. You shouldn't be listening to any... Bernie Sanders, too. He's an admitted socialist. Where did socialism get Cubans? I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go to the United States because it's better than socialism in Cuba. That's right. They all came here. They want to get away from socialism because that's where we're headed. Oh, no, Bernie. I want to tax the rich and give it to the poor. Why? Why? How? How? How are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? Because they shouldn't have the money that they worked for? You're going to tax the rich, small businesses, things like that, and give it to the poor because, well, the poor deserve it. No, you know what? How about we have programs where they don't, like, not go to them? Because the homeless and the poor, sometimes they just want to fucking be out on the street. I've seen it. I used to work in San Francisco. I've seen it with my own eyes. They love to whip their penis out and piss on the street. It's just what they love to do. Ah, this cool air feels good. I think I'm just going to piss in this stairwell marked BART station, but it looks like a toilet to me, so this is a good place. Piss. Oh, I'm going to take a shit between these two cars because that's perfect. It looks just like a toilet seat. Poop. Sometimes they just don't want your fucking help. It was last year, 2014, the holidays, and I saw some folks passing out sandwiches and stuff to the homeless. And, you know, bless their hearts, they're trying. It's like, okay, there may be the services that are just too much. They're just over inundated with these homeless, and they can't take the smell of feet anymore. They're just like, one more ass-smelling guy that comes in here, I'm going to turn around, get the fuck out of here. Go get a hose and wash. No, they're not thinking that, I'm sure. I'm just messing with you folks. Don't take this so seriously. So these folks, they come out and they pass out blankets and they pass out sandwiches. I saw a homeless guy. Maybe he wasn't homeless. Maybe he was just a bum. Maybe he liked dirt. Maybe he did have a home. He just lived in squalor. Or he had a place that, he's like, oh, I'm going to go out and get some free money. I'm going to sit down with a sign, and I'm going to get free fucking money. I walked my ass all this way. Hell, man, you walked. Why don't you do something that requires walking? Shit, Walking Magazine. I want to try out the new walking shoes. I can walk around in these. Here you go. We'll give you $20 an hour to walk around San Francisco in these shoes. You walk for 8 hours. Hey, that were great. Can you pay me? I want to walk to the bar. I need to walk to the curb to piss. That would be perfect. You walked your ass over there and you sat down with your sign and you got $100 for what? Sitting on your ass. You got $100. No joke. Where I used to work, there was this lady, this older lady, you know, gray, you know, she had a bag and other shit with her. She's standing there and I'm kind of like watching her. And then I'm talking to the security guard. The security guard says, somebody just walked up to that lady and gave her $100 bill. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And that lady more pep in her step. You know, she was like, yeah, I got me $100 just from standing here. Just from standing there. It's like, Jesus. And there are people out there that make money doing that. And you know, there was, I think it was in San Francisco. This lady drove a BMW and parked it, changed her clothes into some bummy clothes and bummed and got change for it. And there's some people that leak out of the system. They're just fucked up. They're just so whacked out of their mind. But they're not that messed up because they won't walk out in the middle of the street doing that shit. They know better. So they'll walk along the sidewalk, digging through garbage cans, throwing paper, and just wearing no shirt, wearing some shoes that are too big. But they walk along the sidewalk. They don't just walk. If you're crazy, I don't give a damn where you're going. Oh, I need to cross the street. I'm just going to blah, 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 and walk across the street in traffic. That's crazy. That's nuts. That's like out of your mind. Okay, this guy's so far gone. He's just walking in front of a bus, dodging traffic like damn fucker. Come on, man. Don't play that. Jeez. Anyway, that's San Francisco for you. You just, you know, it's my city. It's where I was born. But that's just the way it is sometimes. What else is in the news? Been a lot. Like, I was sitting there looking on my phone, looking at my notes and stuff. There's of course, we have the debates. I think the Democrat it debate is tonight. So the Democrats are, you know, trying to cover up their lies. They really need somebody to question them and say, well, what about this and what about that? Hillary's excuses. I was on testimony for 11 hours. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you poor fucking thing. Those guys in Benghazi were under attack for 13 hours. Oh, there's a movie about it. Did you know? Oh, what about those guys that were stopped by the Iranian military recently and they were paraded around on TV and pictures? They were on their knees with their hands on their head. And Senator Kerry says, sorry, Iran. Sorry. We're sorry that we exist. This is whitey guilt. I'm sorry that you had to make those guys, those bad military guys, put their hands on their head and sit on their knees. I'm sorry, bitch. Senator Kerry is a bitch. America has turned into a bitch. That's what I'm going to do. When I get a globe, I'm going to see all the other countries on the globe. I'm going to erase the United States and put bitch. Yeah, bitch. Yo. Yeah, Mr. White, you know nothing but a bitch. That's going to be the president. Jesse Pinkman is going to be our new president. Vote for me. Yeah, I'm a cook. I make meth, bitch. Yeah, I'm just a bitch. That's all it's going to be about. We're just going to be my roommate's over there coughing. We're just going to be a nation, United States of bitch. Bitch states of bitch. Bitch of bitch, bitches. We're just going to be the big bitch. Everybody punks the United States now. Are you happy about that? Are you happy about that? Stand the fuck up. Do something right. Do something for your country or we're going to get ran through. Stand up. It doesn't mean to go to other countries and massacre and invade. We're not the Roman Empire here. What's this, all those other fuckers that did stuff like that. We're not like that. We're not like that. What happens is, well, you know, maybe your rock is just like, we need to take some oil. We need to borrow some oil. So we're just going to kind of run through here, beat you up a little bit. Anybody gets in the way, we're just going to shoot. Well, there was a dictator. Come on, Saddam Hussein. Come on, people. Don't turn a blind eye to what Saddam Hussein did. Saddam insane. We all knew what kind of a fucking shit stain he was. Didn't we? And weren't they happy that we eliminated him? Weren't the people like, yes, yes, you got rid of that turd, yes. It's the fallout that happened afterwards. They're like, well, you kind of fucking left us with no water and no jobs. What are we going to do? There was no contingency plan after Saddam. There should have been a contingency plan. Bush was just like, we're just going to go in there. We're going to kill some assholes and kick his ass and ream his anus out, and then we're just going to go. We're going to leave. Mission accomplished. Not quite. That's all said and done, but there's stuff to be done after you conquer a country, you know, or conquer the dictator of a country who was he was running it. Let's not bullshit here. He was running it his way as a dictatorship. Hell, he invaded Iran. They were at war for a long fucking time. Both sides had nothing to gain. He just was like, I don't like you, and I'm going to kick your ass. That's like me going to my neighbor, hey, you know what? I'm going to invade your house. I'm just going to take over and kick your family out. You can either leave, or I'm just going to have to force you to leave. That's what he kind of, I don't know if that's what he did to Iran. I mean, there's other things, but one's like Sunni and one's Shiite. I don't know. That's a whole, they run their countries according to, I don't know, religion. I don't hear people complaining about that. They have Sharia law, means that their law is for Allahu Akbar, Marfagar, Allahu Akbar. You know, when I watch movies or I hear that, sound, and it's a prayer in the morning, you know, or whenever the fuck they do it. I don't know, day, night, middle of the night, and they have that chant. It's like, what the hell? Oh, yeah. Sorry, producer. So who won the Powerball? I don't know. Some dickheads. We have some lady who's mad now that she played Powerball and didn't win. So she set up a GoFundMe account to recoup all of her money. And you know something? People are probably going to give it back to her. Because what, the United States is bleeding heart. Hey, nobody put a gun to your head, woman. Nobody said you better buy some fucking tickets or I'm blowing your brains out. Nobody did that. She did it on her own, walked in, paid cash, and now she's pissed that she didn't win. Hey, that's gambling, baby. That's life. Roll with it. Don't want to play? Don't want to lose your money? Don't play. Simple as that. Billy Borelli on Facebook, Billy Borelli, comedian Billy Bo on Twitter, comedian Billy Borelli. No, I changed my name on Instagram because Instagram is kind of like it doesn't really promote me as well as Twitter and Facebook. It is what it is. You know, you put one foot in front of the other. You know, what the fuck? Anyway, we got to get into some other topics here. The Shiites are the Catholics of Islam and the Sunnis are the Protestants. Who are the Christians? Those are like the Kurds. I screwed that up. They're the Kurds. The Kurds are the Christians. Yeah. So anyway, what else? Oh, yeah. So today was pretty funny. So we're watching a game. Me and my roommate, well, he's in his room and I'm in here. We're chilling. We're watching. He's a diehard Broncos fan. I mean, he lives and breathes Broncos. He had his hat on, you know. Good guy, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, and it was, I mean, I do the same shit. When I'm watching the Niners and it's playoffs, I got all my shit on. I got my football in my hand. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Come on. Yeah. Yelling at the TV like they can hear me. And he's doing it, you know. He's just going off. They were behind and finally they won and he was juiced. You know, and I could just hear, fucking come on, make the tackle, come on. And it was just, it's just funny to me. And it's like, oh, yeah, I do that kind of stuff too. So that was just a little tidbit. Hopefully you got a chuckle out of that. Dirty Grandpa, a new movie with Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro, you went from The Godfather to Taxi Driver to Bad, to Dirty Grandpa. Not Bad Grandpa, Dirty Grandpa. So I actually, you know what? That would, I think I would like that. Excuse me. I think I would like that. You know, I think I would like that. So, yeah, that was that would be a good thing to see him be some sort of an old pervert, because he's pretty funny. He actually is really funny. He makes good comedies. I mean, Meet the Parents, you know what I mean? I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Greg? Well, yeah, I'll try. He should have said that. Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. Come here. Here's my nipples. Whip it out, old man. No, that was stupid. That was a dumb joke. Can we rewind that for some reason? Yeah. But speaking of Denver, Colorado, medical marijuana is free in Colorado. Or no, medical marijuana is legal in Colorado. So, yeah, free. Everybody's like, what? When did that happen? Let's go get some, dude. No. Marijuana is legal in Colorado. So what's happening is now Colorado is just taxing the shit out of it. It's like, oh. And that was in the law. That was in the law. It wasn't just like a surprise. That was like, but the potheads only got as far as legal. They didn't read the fine print. And so everybody's getting like, wait a second. We didn't sign up for this. Echo, Obamacare. Oh, yeah, free healthcare. Oh, wait, the fine print. Yeah. So, yeah, how's that working out for you, potheads? Is that going pretty good? Let's get into some relationships here. I'm kind of bouncing through, David Bowie videos and VH1. See, a station that still plays videos, not like MTV. They. I don't know when was the last video aired on MTV. I want to know. I'm going to Google that right now. Last video played on MTV. It was, I don't know. It's not saying. MTV finally reveals why it stopped playing music videos. And I'm all late. That was like 2012. But, you know, it was basically, if you think about it, though, Beavis and Butthead, I don't know if they'd stopped playing videos by that time, when their show, but they were showing videos in their show. Beavis and Butthead were watching videos. That's what kind of made that show unique. You know, I really like, hey, Butthead. I have the braces too that kind of go with the Butthead character. But yeah, when did they stop playing videos? I don't know. And I really don't give a damn. Frankly, my dad. Oh, guess what's coming? The Oscars. Where the hell is Daniel Day-Lewis? Huh? He's got to be doing something. He's got to be doing something different. I mean, he's done everybody. He's now probably going to do the story of Tom Hanks. So he's got to do Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. Can you believe that? He's got to do the story of Tom Hanks because he's going to win his fourth Oscar. I think he's the first one to ever win three. So he's going to go for four. And well, which character am I going to be? Wilson! He's going to be that character. Life is like a box of chocolates. I never know what character I'm going to be. Daniel Day-Lewis. No, don't go into another character. Fuck, he's probably in a mental institution by now. His wife doesn't know who he is. But it's exciting because every single night he's somebody else. I'm Daniel Plainview. I will take your oil. Well, Daniel, take my oil then, baby. I make her sound like she's like 90. I'm Daniel Plainview. I will take your oil. I will suck it up. I will suck it all up. Daniel, are you done? Yes. I'm done. Can you imagine? Do you like it? Does it feel good? I'm Daniel Plainview. I'm giving you the sex. Does the sex feel good? I'm going to gush like my oil fields do. But it's expensive oil. Do you want me to gush? Where would you like the oil? I'm going to suck it up.
Oh, you're taking that and you're going to suck up your own oil?
Yes.
Fuck. Oh, where is he? Where is he? You know who he is? Leonardo DiCaprio. Now Leo's playing a bunch of characters, and it's like, I'm really Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know how the fuck he talks. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. You're going to tell me. Yes. He kind of talks funny. So let's see. Two pills. I'm ready to blow my brains out, and you're giving me two pills. How about you just give me a handgun and a bottle of scotch, and I'll blow my brains out. That was from the Departed. Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I'm Jack. Now I'm all about the impersonation. Jack Nicholson. Come on, kid. What are you doing here? I'm in Boston. That's wicked good. How about those? How about Tom Brady? Huh? I don't know. Here's Johnny. So yeah. How about you give me a bottle of scotch and a handgun so I can blow my brains out? Two pills. That sounds like him then. Yeah. That's a better. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Yeah. I've got AIDS and tiger blood. No, I don't want your fucking tiger blood, weirdo. Yeah, I'm Charlie Sheen. You want my tiger blood? I'm winning over here. I'm winning out everywhere. I win. My dick wins. So nobody wants to be around it. That means it wins, right? It's full of tiger blood. No, it's full of AIDS blood, you freak. You fucking crazy freak. People are saying, well, he should be locked up. Well, according to him, he had sex with women who knew he had AIDS. And they did it anyway. Remember, they're just like, yeah, fuck, it's Charlie. If I'm going to get it from anybody, I'm going to get it from him.
I've got HIV, not AIDS. But I'm going to drink Magic Johnson's blood. His blood wins. So I'm going to drink his blood. I'm a vampire.
I need to retire because the virus that I have attained. No, you banged some dirty chicks. That's what you did. You banged dirty chicks. Just put it out there. I don't know how Charlie Sheen got HIV or whatever the fuck, you know, if he's got full-blown AIDS. But that's going to suck, man. But he's still got money. But that's going to suck. I mean, how the mighty have fallen. Charlie Sheen was on the top of the empire as an action star. He was in, you know, good movies. I mean, he was on a hit TV show.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the train comes to the end of the line and you gotta get off.
I don't know. That's just something I made up. I want to see Charlie Sheen. You know, one thing about movies is that he's gonna be in another movie some, you know, down the line. Quentin Tarantino is good for resurrecting the careers of, you know, people that haven't been relevant for years, you know, so he's good for that. And he'll resurrect Charlie Sheen and he'll be,
yeah, well, yeah, okay, let's do this scene. Yeah, well, what am I doing here?
You know, he'll do a scene and he'll win.
Winning.
So, you know, Quentin Tarantino, we're just going to do the scene. So I'm just going to do the scene, right? And you're going to do the scene. It's going to be great. You're just going to, you know, you're going to jump out of the airplane. It's going to be super awesome. I've got this big old chin and this stupid lisp. And I'm spitting on everybody. But you get the picture, right? It's just fucking incredible. You know, it's just something you got to do. You know, and then the police are just beating up everybody. And fuck the police. No, fuck you, Quentin Tarantino, you scumbag. That's why I won't see your movies. You're such a douche. You know, police are just, you know, they're bad, you know. Well, oh, okay, then you be a cop then. I'm kind of done with it. I'm kind of done. Actually, I'm just done with the show. That's all. I hope you enjoyed it, because I talked about a lot of shit.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.